Hey there, FreightWire readers and listeners and everybody. I'm Josh60502, and with me right now is Joe Will Be John, and we're here to talk about District 9, which we both saw about a week ago, I guess. And we don't have a script, we're just going to talk about it. Whatever happens, happens. So, Joe, what did you think of District 9?
It was a good action film. Let me tell you, you do not want to be eating popcorn during this movie. You might get sick.
Really?
Yeah, why don't you tell us a little more about that, Jack?
About getting sick?
About all the...
violent, I guess?
Yeah, well, I was at one of the special theaters that you get served dinner when I saw this one.
Oh, yeah.
And when I was... as soon as my food got served, the guy was, like, throwing up black stuff. It was kind of disturbing when you're eating. I felt like I was going to get sick.
I don't know. I mean, I was never feeling like I was going to get sick until I thought they were going to, like, drill into his heart or something. That was, like, kind of gross. But they didn't, so, you know, it's okay.
Let's just say, if you don't like blood, do not see this movie. As soon as somebody gets shot, they blow into pieces.
And then it, like, splatters all over the camera and everything. It's great.
If you like blood, you'll like this movie, though.
So, talking about the actual story, I guess we can give a summary without giving anything away. People are just living their lives, and then one day some alien spaceship comes, and just, it's over South Africa, and nobody comes out, so eventually the people go up there and open it up, bring down the aliens, and then they start kind of...
District 9.
Yeah, they put them all into some big district, and mistreat them and everything. I've heard...
District 9.
There you go. I've heard it's supposed to be sort of a metaphor for South Africa's government back in the day when black people were segregated and everyone was mistreated. So I thought about that as I was watching the movie, but I never really felt like, you know, that's kind of what it was. Like, I never really would have thought that was the metaphor unless I had read it somewhere else. Like, maybe they could have taken it a bit farther or something.
Well, these aliens, they're all over the place. Pretty much... eventually, they get to the point where they start killing humans. Not terrible, but they're tired of living there in that small, congested spot.
Most people would be. And then, the action. So I guess it starts off with some random guy, part of some company that's sent out to relocate the District 9 people into District 10. And...
he's supposed to sound English, but he sounds really French in the movie, so I don't know what that was all about.
I don't know. So he starts off normal, and then, you know, once you get into the movie, he starts saying the F word every other sentence.
And this guy's a complete nerd.
Yep. He gets some black stuff on him, starts turning into one of these alien people.
Which happens to be the fuel
that
they use that takes them 20 years to make.
Yeah, so they can get in their mothership and fly back to whatever planet they're from. So, I don't know. It starts off, like, it sort of cuts between parts where it looks like a regular filmed movie and then, like, a fake biography or a news TV show type of thing. I thought that was pretty cool.
A bad part of it, though, was that random camera guy that was always shaking the camera. It was so hard to watch because he'd always be, like, falling over and stuff, and it'd be really hard to see.
It's like Cloverfield. But I don't know, I thought the camera in this wasn't too bad.
I know, after the first part it wasn't bad because it was just a regular camera, but at the beginning it wasn't.
Yeah. So, the story was fine. I mean, it wasn't groundbreaking, incredible, or anything like that, but...
it had good graphics and stuff. I mean, it did pretty good on that part, but aliens were kind of weird looking.
I thought it did look like they were, you know, with the actors and everything. It didn't look like they were added with the computer, so they did a good job doing that.
You definitely have to like sci-fi to watch this movie. If you don't like me, I don't like sci-fis that much. The most I get into sci-fi is probably Star Wars, but that's just over the top for me.
Yeah, so did you not like it just because it was a sci-fi movie?
Probably. If it was more of just an action and it was actually more of a realistic topic, I probably would have liked it more, but sci-fi just wasn't me.
I don't know, but maybe it was a realistic topic because...
with the guy shooting lightning guns and you shoot it and instantly the guy like vanishes and blood just squirts everywhere.
Yeah, but like I said before, it's supposed to be based on a real topic, like apartheid back in South Africa's history. all the black people were oppressed by the whites.
Very different than that. I doubt they had laser guns and stuff like that.
Just to add all those exploding heads you love.
People eating people's heads, it's just not nice.
Not nice, but what can you say? It's District 9, so...
Overall, I'd probably give it an average rating. Nothing better than that, probably.
What out of a 10 would you say?
Probably a 7.125.
Oh, man. Pretty exact. Well, that's not a bad score.
No, it's not. It wasn't a bad movie. It was different.
Yeah, I'd have to think about it. It would probably be in the high 7s for me, maybe. I'll just throw out a 7.8. Not a 7.9 like District 9, but...
So you liked it a lot, huh?
Yeah. Except for the ending, because the ending, it just kind of leaves things open. Like, you can tell they're thinking about a sequel. Yeah.
Most movies do.
Yeah, but this, I don't know, I was hoping for a little bit of an ending. Like, 10 minutes before it ended, I could tell it was coming to a conclusion, and I just thought, oh man, I hope it doesn't end right now. And it did.
Kind of like the Harry Potter movie. It kind of just ended.
Yeah, but you have those books now you can read. So
yeah, I know.
It's not a problem.
It's just... If I was just watching the movies, it just ends right there, and you're like, okay.
Well...
That's kind of how this one ended.
Yep, but it's a good movie. I think, you know, if you're into sci-fi and violence, maybe you'll like
Gore,
it.
Gore, blood, everything like that.
And remember, freightwire.wordpress.com is where you need to go. So, see ya.